Good morning, church, and welcome to another Lighthouse podcast. My name is Pastor Jeff. For those of you who just tuned in, we have spoken briefly in the last couple of weeks about our Christian experience. A few weeks ago with Koinonia, and most recently last week with this challenge in our Christian life to live in a way with our fellow believers and fellow people that are around us in the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law, walking in that love that Christ showed us and exemplified for us. And so today, we're going to continue kind of in the same vein of the experience of the Christian life, this time as our experience as citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And so we find this idea all over the Bible, but today we'll be reading through Philippians 3:18-20. And so join me as I read, and we'll get started here. For many of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so in this passage here, Paul's writing to the church at Philippi, and he's contrasting here and exposing really the enemies of the cross of Christ, the enemies of his kingdom and of our soul. And I think that's important to state that we do have an enemy, and his design and goal is to seek to destroy us, to seek to destroy the kingdom of heaven. And so that's important context, and that's what Paul is driving home here too, is there is an enemy of the cross of Christ. And so, the city of Philippi, as a colony of the Roman Empire, really prided themselves on that status. They held their head high to be known as a Russian colony. But a Roman colony. But Paul is calling them to lift their eyes to the heavenly kingdom that believers belong to and take their eyes off of the world. And so recently I was listening to a professor of history, and he was talking about civilizations, and notably he was talking about the Roman state that suffered decline and eventually ruin due in large part to a lack of maintaining this institution of citizenship. And so he defines citizenship in this talk and how a strong citizenry preserves the state. In our case, as Christ followers, our state is preserved, as we know, by and through Christ. However, our citizenship is no less important. Rather, it's essential to this kingdom. And if it wasn't, Christ wouldn't have spent so much time talking about it or emphasizing it. And so the question is then, what is a citizen? First, a citizen has benefit of ownership in the society that they're a member of. They have the right to own things, to own property. And in our case, as citizens of heaven, we see in Ephesians 3:6, this mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promised in Christ Jesus through the gospel. And so this idea of being fellow heirs with Christ, being fellow heirs in the kingdom, is all throughout Scripture. And what it's saying is our moment of faith in Christ brings us in to this fellow heirship with him. And so what is God's, what is Christ's, is ours. And so we have this sense of ownership in the kingdom of heaven as well. And so the relationship between state and kingdom and citizen is not master-slave or peasant-serf or merely resident or sojourner. So we see this is the second mark of a citizen, is that there's not a hierarchy of master-servant. We see that we have rights. And so the same language here is in 1 Peter 2:11, and we see where Peter's urging his listeners. He says, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from passions of the flesh." And so this idea that our citizenship is in heaven is about a spiritual reality that we can't quite put our hands on. It's not tangible to us. But we should turn away from the things of the world and of the flesh, because our citizenship is not of that. And so we see that citizenship also brings special benefits. As citizens, we have the freedom to move about the country and without restriction. We can go in and out of the country with a passport. But residents or sojourners, they don't have that luxury. Travelers, you know, they can be on American soil in an American airport somewhere as they wait for a connecting flight to their final destination, but they don't have the right to walk out of the airport and wander around and travel around the country without some kind of passport or visa or other travel documents. And so as citizens, we do have the right to just freely move about our country. And we are not a slave to the state. And Galatians 4:7 drives this point home for us in the spiritual realm, in our heavenly citizenship. It says, we are no longer a slave, but his son. And so we're brought into the family as citizens in heaven. And then thirdly and lastly, we as citizens, we have allegiance to one authority. We collectively look to one place as our authority rather than belonging to some kind of tribe based on our geography or skin color or sex or class or the language that we speak, all of that. And I think that's the biggest lie of the devil that we see today, is that somehow we are to be divided amongst ourselves in these categories and set apart when God's plan for us is to be united. His heart for us is to be united. And so the devil wants to destroy our home in heaven, and he wants us to deny our citizenship or to demean it or look down on it in some way, and he wants us to think in tribal terms. And so God's word speaks very clearly against this in no uncertain terms. In Galatians 3:23, it says, there is neither Greek nor Jew, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And so our citizenship gives us purpose and security and a hope for, as we said earlier in Philippians here, for the return of our Savior, Lord, and Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. And so I hope that's encouraging and instructive today. If it is, go ahead and like and share. You can even comment. And most of all, just have a blessed day in the Lord.